Hi, Trevor. If
Hello.
I could get you guys hands up. Martine?
Hey, Trevor. How did it feel just to get back out there again for a game? I know it was kind of tough with the injury, has a little setback. How are you feeling just overall?
Yeah, it's really good to get out there. I was excited, to get in a game, and I felt really good today. Just gonna continue to try to get in a groove, but physically felt good, was happy with how the ball was coming out, made some good pitches. Just continue now, hopefully with no setbacks, just getting a groove and dial it in over the next couple weeks.
Matt?
Hey Trevor, was there anything in particular that you wanted to get out of this outing? It looked like you were throwing a lot of off-speed pitches.
I've been working on my breaking ball over the last few weeks. And so that's something that I wanted to, test out today. I threw more than, I had anticipated, but it felt actually just really good. And I was throwing it well. So, I just kind of kept throwing it, but I wanted to throw all my pitches, wanted to throw strikes. My fastball command, I made some really good pitches that I was happy with, but just getting a little bit more consistent, and I had some misses, mainly with the fastball that I would like to improve. But through two bad changeups, and then the last one I really liked that I executed on the last strikeout. So overall, just continue to work, but I was happy with how it went.
Manolo?
Trevor, could you talk a little bit about the injury, how it happened? And I understand that you were willing to pitch soon after. Do you think it was something minor or something you had before?
I tweaked it, actually just doing some stuff in the weight room early on, and I didn't know. Usually with those things, you just get a good night's sleep and it kind of clears up over the next day or two. And it was just one of those things where it wasn't horrible, but early on in camp here, if I'm feeling it off the mound, just try and take care of it and work with the training staff to get ahead. And they're always really good about making those decisions, especially right now when we have time. And the protocol might have been a little bit different if we were in the middle of the season or playing some meaningful games. But while we have time to get ahead of it and make sure it's not something that lingers on longer than we need, I'm all on board for that, and trust their process that they have in place.
Yeah, with 2 weeks to go, it's time enough for you to be able to get in pitching shape for the start of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the pitches are there, the my arm strength's there, everything's there, and now it's just more about getting a groove and getting obviously getting out there, get those game reps, but just getting in a routine and have that carry on into April.
Matt?
Have you been facing hitters on some of those backfield like sim outing situations? Have they been having you do that to tune up for this?
Yeah, that's a great thing, about spring training and also experiencing last year's summer camp. You kind of find out that when you have to make an adjustments, if it's not what you're used to, pitching in a real game in a stadium, if you're pitching on a backfield, those reps are all meaningful and can even give you more of a chance to work on something or get pitch without the adrenaline, and so you're feeling things a little bit different. So you just for me, it's just always anytime I take the mound, just approaching it like a like a game, and trying to get the most out of it. And when you do that, it doesn't take as many reps, I guess, to get where you're used to.
And do you, I mean, do you normally have kind of a number of outings or just anything that you want to throw in the spring games to get ready, or does it not take you very long at this point?
I've never, it's crazy, but I've always really come into spring training, I felt like, ready to go. Because you're always, trying to make a good impression, and throughout a good part of your career, you're trying to make the team even. So, I've always felt like I've come in from a physical standpoint, ready to jump right into a season. And, you know, that's how I continue to prepare in the off season, even more so now. I think, you know, a lot of guys have adopted that process, especially pitchers, where, you know, guys are coming in 100% ready to go. And, you know, obviously it just becomes more about the recovery aspect of the game at that point, you know, especially as a reliever, just, you know, getting those game reps, getting that adrenaline, and then seeing how you bounce back over the next 24, 48 hours.
Jess.
Hey, Trevor, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. You've been able to watch the A's bullpen kind of from afar when you were, you know, rehabbing your injury, if you want to call it that. What are your overall thoughts on them this spring, being able to watch it from just kind of the sidelines?
Yeah, I think it's good. You know, we have just a lot of options and a lot of guys with experience, and, you know, some guys that are, you know, just starting to come up, but, you know, a ton of talent. But I think, you know, what's going to make this group special is all the different looks, you know, that we're going to be able to throw at different teams. You know, there's so many different guys that have, you know, different abilities and can, you know, perform or, you know, just have elite stuff at a different angle or, you know, a different pitch. And, you know, when you can stack that up, I know it's going to be fun for the pitching coach and, you know, for our manager to game plan and, you know, see what all we can throw out there each night. So, yeah, everybody looks good, and I know we're all excited, and it's going to take, you know, every single one of us to get through this season, and but we definitely have the depth to do that.
All right. Thank you, Trevor.
Thanks.
Thanks, Trevor.